During the month of April, we're spotlighting several former FFA members who distinguished themselves during their FFA days of service, but since that time, since taking off the FFA jacket, have also accomplished a great deal. One of those we've had the opportunity to visit with is the executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Monica Wilkie.
Monica, let's go back and talk about your FFA career. You were an FFA student here in the state of Oklahoma. You know, give us a little reflection on why, first of all, you even got interested in getting into FFA.
Well, like most children in rural Oklahoma, I was very excited about turning 9 years old so that I could have purchased my first livestock project and go through the process of showing and grooming that animal for show. And so that was my initial entrance into the FFA. Once I got engaged in that, it's kind of like the world opened up to me. I didn't even know about the leadership aspect of the FFA or what was called the leadership track. And by that, I mean public speaking, proficiency awards, the opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C. And so anything that there was available to do in the FFA, once my eyes were opened beyond the livestock arena, I took advantage of.
And I know, you know, among other things, you worked yourself. You were actually one of the state officers during your time as you wrapped up high school.
Absolutely. I tell this story. I was talking with the current FFA president, Brandon, the other day, and we were sharing similar stories. I remember my ag instructor telling me that I had what it took to be a state officer. I didn't really know what that meant. In fact, I kind of chuckled like that when he said that to me. But it planted a seed at a young age, at 15 years old, to achieve a goal, which is one of the things that's so great about FFA. And I worked toward that goal throughout my high school career. And yes, was privileged enough to be able to serve the FFA Association as a state secretary.
Yeah. He actually told you that when you were a freshman or sophomore?
When I was a freshman, absolutely, yes. And again, that was one of those, I hadn't really gotten involved yet in the speaking element of the FFA, because at that point, that was when I could give the green hand creed contest. And so, you know, that really has significance in my life now. I think back to that moment as just kind of a defining moment in my youth and now, you know, towards what I'm able to do today, that my husband and I currently co-op with some others and sponsor the creed contest at the state FFA convention, just because of what it did for me.
Right. As you got out of FFA, as you wrapped up your FFA career and you moved on through college, what did you take with you at that time, you think, from your FFA experience?
There's so many things. It's hard to put it just into one word or a few thoughts, but I would say I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself. And what I mean by that is that I could prepare all day long, every day, be the best that I could be, and still come up in competition and meet someone who was more prepared and had a better skill set, and me not come out ahead. I think that was a really important life lesson for a variety of reasons. Mainly, it taught me that I always needed to be prepared. Mm-hmm. I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal. That was one of the things that I learned. You know, I think having the opportunity to compete and speak in front of others, a skill that so many people fear, I learned how to overcome that at a young age, and that has definitely helped me currently in my career today.
I know that the things that you're talking about there, as far as sometimes you have to learn to be a gracious loser, but you don't have to accept it for forever.
That's right. My dad always told me, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. Yeah, and so that's exactly right. Grace in loss is definitely a skill worth losing, but competition and pressing on toward that number one position is also something that I learned at a very young age through FFA. And I don't know, you know, I have children, of course, today, and I just look out across and I think, what other organization is there that you're able to really hone those skills that are important for life and that you begin learning them at such a young age other than the FFA? It's, you know, it definitely changed my life.
You I'm sure can be considered a role model for a lot of our young ladies that wear the blue and gold jacket. You're in a male-dominated world as a, you know, executive officer of a general farm organization, you know, very dominant place for Oklahoma agriculture. You know, reflect with me as far as, you know, FFA obviously helped you really get to the point where you could, you know, feel that you could accomplish this.
Sure. You know, I know that I believe it was 1968 or 1969 and when women were first allowed into the FFA organization. So before my time. but when I entered into the FFA, that just was never something I will tell you that I thought about, male, female. I mean, the opportunities that were available to me were the opportunities that were available to everyone else. And that's very much how I grew up. That's what the FFA promoted. And so coming into, going to law school, which, you know, at the time was a male-dominated profession, coming into agriculture, which is primarily male-dominated, although we have a lot of women leaders in agriculture today, I didn't focus on that. It was just, here's a leadership opportunity for agriculture in rural Oklahoma. I've lived this my whole entire life, and I'm going to continue living it. And I just have never seen it that way. And I owe that to the FFA, really. It wasn't a focus on what not. It was a focus on what you have and how to utilize that moving forward.
Do you think the skills that you learned in the high school era with the FFA, ag education, do you think you're able to still utilize them today in your position?
Oh, absolutely. I tell this board, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau board, as well as our Oklahoma Farming and Ranching Foundation board, I've had conversations where I will say, had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position. And it's primarily because I learned how to communicate, build relationships, humility, success, all of those things come to you at a young age, and navigating through that absolutely helps me today in the issues I deal with at an executive level.
Your organization is a strong supporter of FFA and 4-H here in our state. I take it that is a decision that you make as an investment, not just to feel good.
Absolutely. And our board, our state board of directors, that's always been the thing, I guess you would say, in terms of when we think about investment, where we want to put our dollars, that's been a priority for our Oklahoma Farm Bureau board for years, even prior to my leadership position. But absolutely, we're not just investing. You know, we talk about the impact, the economic impact that the livestock show, for instance, has on Oklahoma City. It's significant. But the thing that is a bigger impact to me is the investment in human capital in the future leaders of tomorrow. That as an executive, when I look out and want to hire an individual to come to work for us, I'm looking at young people coming out of the FFA. And so absolutely, is it a monetary investment? You bet it is. But we feel like we're really investing in humans and the future of agriculture in the state of Oklahoma.
If you, as you look back, you know, you've got a few years between the time you took off the jacket for the last time as a member and today. If you look back now, what maybe one thing do you think FFA did for you more than anything else?
I think a lot of folks would find it hard to believe that when I was 15 years old, I was afraid to talk to small groups, to large groups. And FFA really gave me the confidence as well as the education to learn how to speak, whether it's one-on-one or in large groups. And again, I feel like in any industry, in any organization, it all goes back to relationships. And clearly communication is the key to relationships. And that's what stands out for me. I remember vividly, you know, the first time I stood up before a group and how much I improved each time I did that again. And so that's what stands out to me most.
Thank you, Monica. Monica Wilkie, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and a former FFA member in the state of Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.